Lady Tudaiti Moxon chairs the National Urban Māori Authority and is the Managing Director of Te Kohau Health in Kirikiri Roa. She's been a very strong and vocal advocate for our people with regards to our health needs. And sadly, we hear today that although the borders have been established, Tudaiti, the genie seems to be out of the bottle. And, of course, we've got the inevitable border jumpers as well. Your thoughts first on the fact that Waikato has been brought into the equation of late. A warm welcome. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Ka nui te mihi. It's what we were hoping would not happen, and unfortunately it has. And now we all have to be even more aware and to ensure that we vaccinate. And unless we do that, what's going to happen is that there will be other cases, given that lots and lots of people are finding their way out of the borders of Auckland, for example, and into the rest of our regions. So the best way to combat that, in my view, is to vaccinate and to get a swab. Test.
Well, we know that, Tamaki in level 4, back to level 2 down home, but Tudaiti, obviously, if there was any thought of complacency or maybe that we'd got over the bulk of the challenge for the people of Waikato, the situation is a reminder of how interconnected we are, and it's in fact a national challenge rather than a regional one.
Well, we are very interconnected, and that was seen by that truck driver who was coming through from Auckland to do his ordinary everyday job and the places that he visited. And while there have been no noted cases in relation to COVID there in those places as yet, a lot of testing needs to happen, a lot of investigation needs to go on. And it's huge, the huge mahi that we're creating, because we are, you know, doing things we ought not to be doing for the one thing, and not being tested when we're not well. And so what all we can do to safeguard each other is to stay home when we're not well, get tested when we're not well, and be vaccinated when we're well. And that's for the whole whānau. And as much as people think that this is not a good thing, and there's a lot of fear out there, fear is driven by not understanding and not knowing, and we need to support each other and be the champions of our whānau, all of us, to ensure that we keep our babies safe going into the future. Otherwise, we're going to be dealing with, you know, this whānau are getting a lot of flack from lots of people because they have it, and they didn't even know. No one goes around purposely doing it. Yeah, you know, when they know. So, you know, kia kaha tato, because, you know, kia tato anō te aratika, the answers are within us. And if we choose not to do that, then we are leaving ourselves very exposed.
Thanks, Tudaiti. Your thoughts on Uruta and its influence or lack of, although we're conscious and at times proud of the work that is being done, you wonder sometimes if they're being listened to as much as perhaps Pākehā epidemiologists or university-trained modellers. Our rōpū, urita, are calling for Waikato and Hauraki to go down into alert level 4. As disappointing as that, what would you say of their tono?
Well, you know, it might happen, actually, sooner than we think, if it's found that there are other cases. But hopefully they've been able to contain that whānau, and hopefully we won't need to do that. But goodness me, unless we're going to look after ourselves and look after each other, we will be exposed, and definitely what they're saying is definitely on the cards. It's on the cards every day. That we keep getting more and more cases. And, you know, at the moment, we had hoped that it would peak and then drop down. But it peaks, it drops down, and it's a continuous thing. So we're not playing you know, a game of cat and mouse here. This is a deadly game. And if we are not aware and not protecting ourselves, then we will find ourselves in level four for Ake Tonuatu. And no one wants that. No one.
No one. But it's a distinct possibility later in the day. For the sake of our whanaunga down home too. I hope that that's not the case, but we've got to band together to try and fight the threat. Tudeiti Moxon with us today, long-time Managing Director of Te Kua Ao Health in Kirikiri Roa and Chair of the National Urban Māori Authority. As always, e whā, kia ora rau atu, mō marakitanga o te whānau inga waka tō tēnā koe.
Kia ora.